the four-story United Way building. I'm attorney David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. Goodness, the faith, the patience. Those five ingredients represent five different fruit. You can only find them in the wilderness. In other words, let me say it this way. You can only find these things when you're going through. When everything's well, you're not going to find them. Because everything's well. But when everything is opposing you, that's when you got to search for them. Where's that Cassie at? Oh, there it is right there. Get that. Instead of getting angry and going off the deep end with folk, you got you some Cassie. No, I got the ingredients. No, you're not keeping me from my holy of holies. You're not keeping me from my promised land. You can say what you will or may. Do whatever you want to do. You're not going to do right by me anyway, but I'm going to do right by you. Why? Because I'm saved. Because I love God. Amen. I'm obedient to God. That's the only reason. Amen. You know what? But you got the cassia. You got the ingredients. You have the you have the ingredients for the anointing oil. Where your circumstances and people cannot keep you out from behind the veil. Everybody can do well when everything is well. But God watches you when he's allowed, when he has allowed. Forget about the ghosts of your past. You are right here not because of what you did well, not because of what you did wrong, not because of any of that. You're here because God brought you to where you are right now with opportunity to serve him, to become everything that he's desired for you to become. Tell somebody, forget those things behind you. Mistakes, mess ups, mishaps, forget them. Paul said, forgetting those things behind and pressing toward the mark for the prize. In the meantime, where are your ingredients? And sometimes right in the midst of your trial, even when you're not feeling it, God will place somebody that you ain't feeling and speak to you to do kindness to them. And you ain't feeling that either. You ain't feeling none of that. But he's watching you. He's saying, remember what the wilderness is for, to humble you. To prove you, I've caused you to hunger. Now show me that you qualify to be set up in the place that you've been desiring. All the ingredients for the behind the veil are in your wildernesses. We have to be those that can rise above living by our feelings alone. You know, we all can do well when we feel, you know, when we feel it. What about when you're not feeling it? What law is governing your life when you ain't feeling it? Do you get that short with your patience? Well, what if God sends somebody to you that needs to pluck a piece of fruit called patience from you, and they are teetering and tottering between entering the kingdom, and they come looking for fruit, and you ain't got none? Can God trust you? Sometimes we want everybody to come, you know, and fit like a glove, but there'll be a whole lot of folk don't fit. I said, they're not going to fit. We're going to have to fit them. How's that going to be? Everybody's going to have to have patience. Everybody's going to have to love some that may be unlovable. Y'all remember my story? Y'all remember my story? I went through that once on a deep level. That young lady, y'all know the story. She slapped me. Scared what devil was in me out of me. And she wasn't but about this tall, but had a reputation. She broke people's arms, threw people around rooms. Demons were in there. And I was ready, hey, I could be another job. I don't need this job. I didn't sign up for this here. But God said, no, I'm gonna show you something. How powerful his love is. I went back the next day and kept going back. When I came in there, and that she was about 30 or so then. This was a long time ago. She had, for the first time, actually combed her, what hair she had, she combed it, had put on a dress, had showered. It was a different person. But it was the love of God. You know what I mean? It wasn't me laying hands on, come out of her! God told me before I got that job, he said, no, I don't want you casting that. I don't want you doing that. I'm going to show you something here. I want you to learn something. And that young lady got delivered. First time in almost 3 weeks that she ate. How a demonic spirit can keep you like that, I don't know. She would refuse it. But that day, she sat at that table across from me with a little big old spoon and a bowl of soup, just eating away, looking at me, let me know, I'm eating. I thought, Lord, look at you. Now, had I not had gathered some ingredients. See, you are well labeled. And we have to understand this. God's going to stretch some of us this year. Some of our business is going to go off the chain. Come on, they're going to just, and it's going to stretch you to stay principled. To keep doing it well. To keep honoring God with it. Let me get this last verse for you because I know the hour is late. Y'all done praised up all my time. So that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. That's a good thing because no more shackles, no more chains. That's the main thing. Let's keep the main thing the main thing. That's the main thing that we do, right? The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. As long as God touched you today, that's the main thing. Amen. Do we get this? All your ingredients are in your wilderness. So stop like, oh, here we go again. No, begin to say, okay, Lord, show me. See, it takes coming out of yourself. We cannot be just protecting our self-image. The first law of nature, self-preservation, is the giving of yourself to him. I tell you, come into a whole nother realm. You have access behind the veil where God is. Let me give you this verse and we'll stop. In Psalm, give me Psalm 92, verse 10. Psalms 92 and verse 10. And this is for you for this year. And we started it this morning. The psalmist said, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. We just had an oil change. Come on. We just had an oil change. I got another 7,000 miles I can ride. Amen, on the oil that's in my engine now. Come on, we got an oil change for 2017. So we can ride without any worries, without having to worry about anything concerning our engine. Just remember, along the way, whatever might look like a wilderness is not a wilderness. It's full of ingredients. God just says, notice. I'll tell you this dream, you've heard it maybe 100 times. You've heard this before, but I like to share this. It was a dream I had. I felt like I was in Dallas, Texas. I don't know, I just keep thinking Dallas. I saw the buildings in that. I was with a bunch of ministers, and it was back in the 80s, I think it was, or 90s, somewhere early on there. But you know, it was when conferences were just getting in full swing. You know, we used to be under tents and sawdust. Now we went to hotels, conferences, and everybody wore suspenders, carried briefcases, you know, bow ties, ties and that. The trend was changed. So everybody had those on. And the bus pulled up, and there were huge skyscrapers up the way there, and everybody was bustling to get off the bus to get to the conference. And I mean, they were, you know, almost trampling each other to get out. And as I stepped off the bus, I heard the Holy Spirit say, look over here. And over there was a park and a tree. And there were a lot of little children. And so instead of just racing with everybody, I went over there. And I looked over in the midst of the children. And down in the midst of the children was the Lord. And he was talking to the children. While we were anxious to get to the conference where we felt like the Lord was over here talking to the children. You see, sometimes people look at a wilderness and first thing they want to do is they want to drive around it to get to the Lord. When the Lord said, I'm waiting for you in your wilderness. I'm gonna suffer you to hunger so you'll be hungry for me. You'll learn that you don't live by bread alone. I am your source. You'll have the ingredients to anoint yourself to go behind the veil, the secret place where demons cannot tread. Amen? That's the significance of that. So this year, expect great favor, but expect fresh oil. Fresh oil. Amen? Give God a hand clap of praise, if you will, before you sit down. Tell somebody right now, I expect fresh oil. Everything fresh. And you got revelation fresh. Amen. Strength fresh. Amen. Discerning fresh. Hearing fresh. Hearing God on a new level altogether. Stretch your hands toward heaven. I want to pray for you. Father, we bless you and we thank you. In our midst, you do only that which you can do. Man cannot do these things, nor can man take credit. Our efficiency is of you.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.